Okay. Somebody goes out in the field, works all day, and comes back and his shirt is just wringing wet.
Wet, yeah.
Yeah, what would you say he did? He
worked in the sun, that's all.
Okay, how'd you say? His shirt is wet because he...
Sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweat.
When you have an infection, a place that rises on you, you got a core inside it, what do you call that?
I've had them too. What do you call them again?
Would you call them a boil or?
Boil, that's it.
What do you call the stuff inside a boil?
That's the core.
Around the core.
Yeah, around the core, that's it.
Would you call it pus or?
Pus, yeah.
You wouldn't call it matter or corruption or anything?
Oh, that's more or less pus.
Uh-huh.
That's your pus in there.
Okay. If you if you go out and hurt yourself, you can say you have a
sore arm.
Or a cut or something like that. Could you call that something else?
Oh,
about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I ain't got much time.
Yeah, I'm watching the time.
Yeah, let me get in there.
Yeah, we'll cut off at 10.
Okay. Yeah, that would be it, I guess.
You wouldn't call it a wound or anything?
Or a wound, or a sore, or a wound.
Mm-hmm. If you have...
According how bad it was, you know.
Yeah.
If it's a bad cut, well, then it's quite a wound, you see.
Yeah. If you have a wound that's real deep, say, and it doesn't really heal right, you just get some skin growing over the top of that. What do you call that skin that grows over the top? You have a name for that?
No, I don't know.
You wouldn't call it proud flesh or anything?
Yeah, probably so. It would be.
Okay. Next, a bunch of things that have to do with dying for some reason. If you read somebody's... obituary in the paper, and you didn't even know he was sick. You'd say, I wonder what he
died of.
Yeah. Somebody dies, they take him, where to bury him?
Graveyard.
Okay, you never called a cemetery or?
Cemetery.
But graveyard's your usual term.
Oh, yeah, that's graveyard.
What do they put a dead body in to bury it?
Casket.
The man dies, say his family is probably going to be in.
Morning.
Mm-hmm. The what are some problems that I guess older people have with their joints? They ache and things like. What do you call that?
Arthritis.
You ever call
rheumatism.
It
rheumatism?
Mm-hmm. They used to be there was a disease that people I guess they don't get very often anymore, but used to be a disease where they coughed and things like that. You remember any disease like that?
Cough that way, that would be more or less a heavy cold. Or chest cold.
You never had diphtheria or anything?
No, I never had anything like that.
How would you say that word?
What's that?
Diphtheria.
Well, that would be a serious matter on the diphtheria.
Mm-hmm. If somebody gets
it's worse than a cold, you know.
Oh yeah. If somebody gets something wrong with his liver and he turns yellow, what do you call that?
Yeah. What do they call it?
You wouldn't call it jaundice or.
Jaundice. That's it. That's the name.
If somebody has a real bad pain in the side and has to have an operation, what do you call that?
That's appendicitis.
Okay. This next thing is in bad taste, but what do you call it if somebody gets so sick that he loses his breakfast? What do you call that?
Overload his stomach.
Okay.